podcast conversation. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely. We're diving into the secrets behind AI thumbnail makers and how they can really boost your click-through rate. I'm excited about this. Right? It's pretty wild how much a good thumbnail can impact your views. You could spend hours editing a video, but if that cover image isn't captivating, it's all for nothing. That's so true. I've definitely had my fair share of meh thumbnails. What's the first thing we should know about AI thumbnail makers? So let's start with the basics. An AI thumbnail maker essentially takes your images and enhances them by using algorithms. You can upload reference images, like a viral thumbnail you love, and the AI will swap you in as the main character. Wait, so it can really make me look like I'm wrestling a crocodile? That's incredible. Exactly. You can get as creative as you want, whether it's a fun concept or a product shot for an unboxing. You just need to be specific about what you want. The more details you provide, the better the output. Got it. So it's like having a digital assistant that's really good at design. What's the trick to writing those prompts? Oh, here's a pro tip. If writing prompts isn't your strong suit, just do a brain dump of your ideas and let a tool like Gemini or Cashev help you refine them into clean prompts. That really works wonders. Oh wow, I can see how that would save time. But how do these AI tools actually boost click-through rates? Great question. Studies show that thumbnails optimized with AI can boost click-through rates by an average of 154%. That's based on extensive A/B tests. And AI-generated thumbnails even outperform manual designs by 347%. Whoa, those numbers are impressive. So what you're saying is, it's not just about having a pretty picture, it's about making it effective. Exactly. And the beauty is that these tools handle a lot of the technical stuff for you, like isolating the main subject. You don't have to spend ages cutting out backgrounds anymore. AI can do it in seconds. That's so helpful. I remember struggling with that. Now, how do these tools help with choosing the right template? Ah, that's a common issue. Many beginners feel overwhelmed by too many options. A solid AI thumbnail maker analyzes what's currently performing well on the platform, stripping away guesswork, and giving you designs that are proven to work. So it's like having insider knowledge on what catches people's eyes. What about testing different thumbnails? Yes, A/B testing is key. You can create multiple versions and see which one pulls in more views. It's a smart way to refine your approach without any stress. That makes total sense. But what if someone hits a wall with these tools, like running out of credits? Oh, that's a real concern. Some tools can limit you, which gets frustrating fast. It's best to find one that offers generous testing options without nickel and diming your budget. Yeah. Nobody wants to deal with extra costs when they're just trying to create great content. Right. And it's also important to make sure that you're using specific commands in your prompts. For example, instead of saying guy looking surprised, try bold red text, shocked face, 1280 by 720. Specifics matter. So using exact dimensions helps align with YouTube's guidelines. Smart. Yes. And speaking of consistency, many creators face issues with AI outputs not matching their brand. To fix that, you should feed the AI your brand kit first. That's a brilliant approach. It keeps everything cohesive. But what are some common mistakes people make with these tools? One major mistake is not ensuring compliance with platform algorithms. AI-generated faces can sometimes trigger misleading flags. It's essential to make your graphics look as genuine as possible. Wow, I didn't even think about that. What else should creators be aware of? Integration is another big headache. Some tools have issues exporting to editing software, resulting in pixelated images. Make sure your AI tool is compatible with your editing suite. Got it. Now, where do you see this technology heading in the future? Alex, the rise of multimodal. AI is a game changer. Tools that understand text, images, and video all at once are becoming mainstream. It's all about making the process more seamless and effective. That's fascinating. And I assume analytics are improving too? Absolutely. Now, many platforms are integrating analytics directly with thumbnail generation, which makes it easier to monitor performance in real time. So to wrap this all up, using an AI thumbnail maker can really supercharge your content. Definitely. It might take a bit of learning up front, but once your prompts are dialed in and your brand kit is set, it's smooth sailing from there. Thanks for sharing all this valuable info today. My pleasure. And remember, that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.